WNYC and Money Talking are supported by the Cy Sims Foundation since 1985, dedicated to a better life through advancements in education, scientific research, and the arts, and the Cy Sims School of Business and Executive MBA program at Yeshiva University.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. Good morning, I'm Charlie Herman. Joining me, regular contributors Joan Osera with The New York Times and Rana Faruhar with Time Magazine. Well, October 1st is just a few days away, and when it comes, it's going to be a watershed moment for Obamacare, because that's the day that people can start signing up for health insurance online through public exchanges. But against this backdrop, we're also seeing signs of a sea change in how private employers will offer insurance. Walgreens this week announced it's going to shift employees from a company plan to one where workers will choose their own health care through private exchanges. And change is also coming for thousands of retirees at companies like IBM and Time Warner. It's goodbye company health plan, hello choosing one through exchanges. So, Joe, do you think that what we're seeing is the start of the end of employer-paid health care?
I don't think it's the start of the end of employer-paid health care, but I do think it's the start of a shift, a dramatic shift from companies managing the health care system in their corporation to pushing it out to employees, giving them some money, and basically saying, you know, here's 5, 6, 7 choices. You pick. You're in charge. We're not in control anymore.
And can I just say, I am dreading this, because research shows that the more choice we're given on really complicated things like 401s, the worse we do. I mean, there's actually a lot of behavioral research done by people like Richard Thaler at the University of Chicago that show that we need limited choice to make the right decisions, and we need nudges in the right direction. So what I hope doesn't happen is that people get all of this pushed to them. They're forced not only to pay more out of their own pockets for better plans, which will, of course, increase inequality, but we're all left hanging, having to do our own research and all of our own legwork around this.
But, you know, the argument for doing this is that by pushing choice to employees, that could actually be a good thing, that it will drive down costs, that individuals can go out and shop for whatever is the best service. Yes, there's more opportunity for mistakes, but there's more choice that doesn't really exist right now.
Sure, that might work to some extent, but I think that we have to admit to ourselves that healthcare is not like any other market. It's not like buying a flat screen TV. So when you're the person who has a severe illness and can't afford the $4,000 a month of drugs you need because of cutbacks, that's very different than having to make a choice about a consumer product or a new dress. So I think that, you know, that's why most other rich developed nations have single-payer nationalized health care.
So, Joe, why are companies making these changes now?
Well, on some level, Obamacare gives them cover. Since we're going to have public exchanges for people who now don't have insurance, you know, private companies can now do the same thing, offer something that feels the same as that, give the employees some money. And I do predict that eventually some company will decide to stop paying health care entirely, pay the fine per employee, which is something like $2,000 or $3,000, and basically say, use the public exchanges. And that will be a real watershed.
So, I totally agree with that, by the way. And it would already be cheaper for a lot of firms to pay that $2,000 or $3,000 fine.
So are we going towards a world where we're going to have a real division between perhaps highly skilled, in-demand workers and companies that want to attract them and keep them, like a Goldman Sachs or a law firm paying health care, and lower skilled jobs working for a retailer or a service sector? You know, you go into the Obama market, they were really going to see a bifurcation in how people get health care in this country.
I think the statistics already show that that's the case. You look at the kind of quality.
Will it get worse?
Sure. Now, but that said, I agree with Joe's point that a lot of even large firms, rich firms that can afford the rising inflation in health care are using Obamacare as cover to do things in a sort of a stealthy way, like, for example, limit care for spouses. You know, there are a number of experts that think that that's actually a way to get women of childbearing age, who tend to be very costly in terms of health care, off of programs. So I think you're going to see a lot of things like that happening.
It's worth noting that different companies have different views on this. Delta Airlines sent out a letter that's basically available to anybody who wants to read it, where they say, you know, here are all the extra costs we're going to have to absorb, and ultimately it's going to cost us $100 million more. Then you have Trader Joe's, which also decided that all of its part-time employees it would no longer provide health care for, and they should go to the public exchanges. And they put out a letter where they basically said, for a part-time employee, it costs so much less for them to be on a public exchange and so much more for us that it actually makes economic sense for the employee to do this rather than to be paying into putting aside part of their salary to be in our health system.
Well, look ahead for me 5-10 years. When it comes to choosing your health care, paying for the health care, you know, predominantly it's been handled by the employers. Are we going to a place where it's going to be employees and workers and they're going to be doing it all themselves?
I think that that's what the trend shows us. And, you know, you can see companies' point of why they want to get out of this business. It was an accident, a post-war tax accident that they ended up in the healthcare business to begin with. It puts them at a huge disadvantage globally, and they want to get
because
out.
Because it costs so much,
that's
the rising
right.
prices.
That's right. Yeah, it's about, for a lot of big companies, it's a third of compensation costs, just healthcare.
Joe, what do you think 5-10 years from now?
I think we're going to have a system very similar to the 401k for health insurance. I don't really believe that most big companies will eliminate health care as an option for employees, but I think everybody will be moved to these private exchanges. And chances are that the employee will be paying a lot more of his own money into it along with whatever the company provides.
Well, this is usually the point where I ask you what stories you're paying attention to looking ahead, but I want to get back to Obamacare, and we're really hearing from Republicans in Congress that they're not going to pass a budget unless it has something in it that defunds Obamacare. So October 1st, the start of the government health care program and also a possible government shutdown, what do you think is the percentage chance that this is going to happen, Joe?
I think the chances are pretty high. The House leadership has made it clear they're not going to bring anything to a vote unless it includes a defunding of Obamacare. And the leadership tried to play a few tricks to see if they could figure out a way, and they couldn't.
You know, the great irony of all this is if you look at our long-term debt situation, we actually don't have a real overall debt deficit problem in this country. We have a health care expenditure problem. You can look at the projections. The Congressional Budget Office has said that even with faster growth, by 2016, we're going to start to see deficits tick back up again, not because of general spending, but because of health care costs. So it's just so ironic that the budget is being held hostage to this issue.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on the budget, on the negotiations, and on the start of Obamacare here at WNYC.org/business. You can also take this program with you as a podcast available on iTunes. Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine and Joe Nocera with The New York Times. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.